Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Come.
What is another show, at least another hour of this show. I don't call it a show. I don't like that term because it isn't a show. You can't see anything unless, of course, you go to gooddayshow.com. You can see a lot of the conversation, a lot of the input, and how do you get to to the next stage, to the next page. You can find that there. But I don't know, there are a lot of people, you know, Jay, this is one of the things that Warren Eckstein has done for years and years on his pet show, mm-hmm. is to have a camera in the studio while he's on, and he's on Facebook and YouTube and all those things. And
yeah.
He has a lot of... I don't want...
He'll stream it live, yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I don't want to get dressed. I don't want to be... Right?
Who needs... You don't have to. That can be part of the charm.
Oh, really? Me sitting here in my bathtub? Yeah, okay. All right. That's good to know. So... let's see what we have. Lots of things in this hour to talk about. February the 8th on the Good Day program. Doug and Jay and you. Did you see that fence that was put up around the Capitol building ahead of the President's State of the Union address?
Yeah, to make sure nothing, mayhem was happening.
Yeah, what a state. Literally and figuratively. The second State of the Union address at the Capitol, on the House floor, most members of Congress, the House, the Senate, go in person. So the fence was constructed over the weekend around the Capitol. Republicans say that Biden needed to address the number of crises. What do they expect? This is such theater and such baloney. But you get to the bottom line, taxpayers paid $500,000 to put this fence up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. That to me was almost as impressive as anything that was said. What's the takeaway from your info that came out of last night, whether it would be the Republican address, I can't get myself really excited about any of this stuff. Because all it is either bragging, we did this, we did that, we didn't do anything, really. Maybe we think...
We're talking about where numbers are in the last few, compared to the last few years. Well, but let's not forget, maybe unemployment is at a low, but it was at a high.
Not his fault.
Especially because of the pandemic.
Right.
And things that were happening, and just the whole...
Yeah, the whole
anyone
business
throw,
about...
Yeah,
yeah,
anyone throwing thing, people under the bus in the sense of, like...
I love all this noise. Yeah, go ahead, excuse me.
Anybody, like, throwing other people under the bus, like, he kept talking about certain things that were President Trump's fault. Well, why was that even necessary?
Well, yeah, exactly.
And the division.
Hmm? The Republicans booed him.
Exactly. And it just further proved, and not only on Biden's part, that
immature.
Our government, our politicians are completely divided. How can we be a nation united if our leaders themselves are divided? You had people there booing Biden, which, come on, you are adults, you are professionals, act like it. But also then you had Biden saying, well, some Republicans are saying blah, 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 blah. Why can't you just say some people? There was just a rhetoric that was going on yesterday that proved how divided everything is. And it makes you feel like there's no hope.
And then, but the fact that he had the balsam to call for unity and bipartisanship, and then he takes shots at the Republicans.
Exactly.
Just as immature, and doesn't get you any play. It's the Republicans' fault that we have this debt ceiling problem.
And so then he goes, like, and that's just kind of, that almost creates a narrative of, I'm the Democrats' president. I'm not everybody's president.
Right.
And that's not how it should be from any leader.
I love looking at some of the comments afterwards. Here's a lady who's got the right idea. Her name is Deborah. She said, God bless our fellow Americans. That's good, right? That's the way. Pray for America. Hold a good thought for America. Here's a lady who said, what a wonderful speech. She happened to be listening in Sweden. Greetings from Sweden. Okay. There are a lot of people. We have listeners all over the world of this program. I'd encourage you to send us your thoughts as well, as we are on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. What we want to know is what your thoughts are. What did you think of the facts that were presented, or were there any facts presented? It sounded like it was all pejorative stuff to me. It was all, oh, this is... And maybe that's what they think they're supposed to do. I think you just put it well. He's the president of the Democrats. That's instead of the president of everybody, instead of taking shots, just a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's an exercise in futility. And so why in the world...
And the public knows. We know what's going on, and because of media and everything, we know which Democrats, which Republicans, which members of Congress and the House and everything are voting for what, and who's the one that created what new bill that they want to do, or what they want to sign into a law, and we know all of this stuff. There's no reason to start pinpointing it. Just use like a generalized statement of some people want to do this, but let's try to bring people together, not some Republicans, blah, 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 blah. It was just...
I thought it was interesting. One of the headlines I saw was energetic and pugnacious. Biden makes his case. Pugnacious for what reason? You want to have a fight or you want to unify? That was interesting. Kamala Harris. Now, I'm not a politician, so I don't have to, when I say Kamala Harris, comma, the useless vice president, does that sound like I'm being pugnacious? She is useless. She's an embarrassment to the Democrats. They are not, even if Joe Biden runs again, she's not running with them. And so I'm looking at that picture of her, and then she's standing next to Kevin McCarthy, and the president's up there with his fist clenched. Yeah, let's go get him. Nonsense.
I just can't. I keep thinking of that one video clip that was circulating about somebody asking her why, like back in the beginning, why she hadn't been down to the border yet. And she said something along the lines of she hadn't been somewhere in Europe, and why is nobody asking her that question? And it was like, she just put it out.
What the hell is that going to be going to Europe?
Yeah, and it was one of those things of like, it seemed like a scene right out of the Julia Louis-Dreyfus show Veep.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like, it just seemed so, yeah, it was cringy.
Yeah. At the end of the speech, Representative Jamal Bowman of New York yelled, Mr. President, that was awesome! Really? So he's speaking to you, but he's not speaking to everybody, Mr. Bowman. And that's the job of the president, to reflect on what's going on as to how things that are going on affect everybody, not just you and your party. So here's another one. Feisty. Joe Biden was feisty. He seemed to relish drawing a contrast between his party and the Republican Party. That's not your job. Your job is to bring the country together.
I did.
Yeah. Not your job at all. So, anyway,
it was disappointing. And he didn't even mention the earthquake in Turkey and Syria, that earthquake. That wasn't part of it. I guess everybody thought that he would talk about the Chinese spy balloon a lot more, but it was almost just like a small portion.
Mm-hmm. Of the whole thing. And then there's Miss Green stands up, puts her thumb down. What a ridiculous. Grow up.
Yeah.
Not while you're there.
These are adults. These are professionals.
Yeah. Well, are they?
Act accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, there were people who said afterwards he was mentioning the 2024 election and how important it was, and it's too important to hand off to somebody else, so I have to be here to save everything. He hasn't done anything. He takes credit for everything, but he hasn't done anything. Wonder who wrote it. But I think Marjorie Taylor Greene and her stand-up with a thought, come on, sit down and shut up. Mm. What kind of acrimony is there? When I came to office, most everyone assumed bipartisanship was impossible. You know, that speech last night, you're not going to get much bipartisanship out of that. So what do the Republicans say in their the retort or response? They weren't civil either. Back to the same stuff from what I could see gather. It's annoying as much as anything else. Was there any mention of health, well-being? So that's important to most Americans. How are you feeling? What's the state of the food industry? What's the state of the medical industry? There should be lots of commentary about the pills that Americans are popping. That's an important national issue. Was there anything about that? Zero. Nothing about that. And so that's one. Isn't that what we, how much money we make? Yeah, that's important, so, for sure. Where we live, that's important. But our health, our standards of living, that sort of thing. And we're missing so many, you know, the COVID stuff is, let's have somebody explain to us, like Dr. Ken Kronos explains, and actually, in fact, we'll be talking about this weekend on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, the long COVID stuff and how you can combat that. Why wouldn't the president do that? Or instead of just the president giving the State of the Union, how about this for an idea? You bring people up on stage that have experience in various areas. You got all these secretaries of this, that, and the other thing. Mm-hmm. So let them
manage thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what happens in an actual workplace meeting. You have the heads and the managers.
Bringing the head of the department.
Yeah.
Right.
Great idea.
So again, I reiterate from my perspective, this was a GD waste of time. So we won't waste any more of your time, maybe a couple of times during the program. As we continue, we'll address it. Now it's 18 after. This is Good Day.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night. Until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel.
Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Time for us to check in on social media happenings. What's happening, baby? Beside the takeaways from Biden's State of the Union speech and what people want to say about that, lots of comments floating around about LeBron James and what happened with him. And the comments will be reviewed. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance, insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs, for protection on the road for you and your family, whether you're on the road or the water, wherever you may be. See what you can save by dialing up 800-PROGRESSIVE and or progressive.com. So what did LeBron James do? We'll find out after this. Doug Steffen here from MyPillow, announcing the great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page and see where you can get deep discounts on mattress toppers from MyPillow. The towels we've talked about. There's so much more. Slippers, even dog beds, high-quality weighted blankets for the wintertime. You can get one and then get another one free when it comes to the sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll find all of your favorite products right there, and then you buy them very easily. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. I repeat that one, but so many of the other discounts are there right now. This is the best time of year to go into MyPillow.com, enter the promo code DS. Great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. For those of you who are LeBron James fans, a very interesting fellow, has done a lot of good things with his life to this point. One of the things that how he became a household name is because he's a big basketball star, big in many different ways. You ever see the size of the guy's hands? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, so anyway. So Lou Alcindor, also known as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, had set a record back when he was playing. And I'm trying to remember what the numbers were because they were being bantered about. 38,388, I think, wasn't that the number? That's how many points he scored.
That's what LeBron just scored.
All right, so he beat Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
With his 36th point of the game, He took the career high, the association's all-time leading score. There were, 10.9 seconds left in the third, and they paused the game. And his mom was there. His wife was there. His children were there. They were all able to celebrate with him. And the NBA's commissioner, Adam Silver, was congratulating him. Abdul-Jabbar was in the stands clapping, cheering him on, also raised a basketball and kind of like passed it on to James, like this relinquishing of the crown itself.
Well, it was interesting because he asked the crowd to give give Kareem a big hand. And so they did. Everybody was there. That's, see, this is the kind of stuff, if, well, even if you're not a basketball fan, and even the other sides of all issues are settled by people being civil to one another. Look at all the people in the crowd who were just happy that this guy did what he did.
Yeah, it was the Lakers versus the Thunder. All of the Thunder fans still cheering him on. Like, talk about a place united. That was amazing. And kind of something cool, too. Not only did James top Abdul-Jabbar's career, becoming the most leading scorer of all time, but it took him a little over 1,400 games, where it took Kareem Abdul-Jabbar about 1,560 games. So he is one. Like, there's been a debate over who's the best basketball player of all time, and Michael Jordan always comes to the tip of the
tongue.
Is it Michael Jordan? Is it LeBron James? I think LeBron has solidified. Right now, he is the best basketball player of all time. Plus, he's a passing player. He is more likely to pass the ball than take the shot himself.
See, as a Bostonian, I think Bob Cousy was the best basketball player of all time, and maybe Larry Bird. My son would tell you it's Larry Bird. All right. Well, whoever it is, congratulations to everybody here for being civil. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I'll recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break and he'll get startled. And he won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden's State of the Union address last night was met with much heckling from members of the Republican Party.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
The New York Post cover this morning called the speech misstate of the union and ID'd the president as Joe Lyden. Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy.
Rescue teams worked through the night in Turkey and Syria, pulling more bodies from the rubble of thousands of buildings toppled by this week's catastrophic earthquake. The death toll rose Wednesday to nearly 10,000 souls, making the quake the deadliest in more than a decade. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Here on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Good day to you. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, and it is when you think about what's gone on over in Turkey and Syria, the Middle East, with that earthquake, the death toll, 9,500 people. So you say to me, Doug, you start each part of the program with good news. That's not good news. Well, a newborn baby was rescued from the rubble yesterday. Survived, and can you imagine, how does a newborn survive when you look at the devastation from those earthquakes, and it was more than one? You wonder What is God? Who's shining down on this? What is this person going to become? Who is this person, right?
What a survivor.
A young baby girl.
Baby. Yeah, they were clearing some of the rubble, and they heard this voice. And they cleared the dust and found the baby. And
she was still attached to her mother by the umbilical cord.
Umbilical cord, yeah.
So is her mother dead? Got to wonder.
Yeah, the mother had died before being rescued, unfortunately.
Yeah, wow.
But the mom was pregnant when this happened, when the earthquake happened, and gave birth under the rubble.
Yeah, well, look at that kind of, you wonder. But, well, no, you don't wonder, because this kind of a thing is so, there's so much trauma involved, that would induce having a baby, the induced labor right there.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a 7-8 earthquake. They had a 6-7 aftershock. They had another 7-5 magnitude quake up, if you go from Syria up to Turkey. So what a mess this whole
area is. Well, that's one of the things. With such a strong earthquake, a lot of times the aftershocks are like full-blown heavy earthquakes themselves anyway.
Yeah.
And they are, sadly, they are expecting that the death toll could climb upwards of 20,000 by the time they clear everything. But the survivors
bunga.
And this newborn baby.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, the situation, apparently, Turkey is better equipped to handle this than Syria is, and I would understand that, having been to both those countries. Turkey is more of a modern country in many ways. Syria is really a backward Middle East country. It just is. And they're so attached to their religious beliefs and that sort of stuff. And religion usually gets in the way of stuff like this if you're really hardcore. So anyway, but the good news is this baby is a sign here, right? There's a signal. There's something. Oh, wow, look at that. Fabuloso. So that's there's one story about a child that's good. And so we'll counter it a little bit, I guess, with the story. Remember that 6-year-old who shot the teacher in the school?
Yeah. There's so much more news that keeps coming out about this child.
How is 6 years old does he choke another teacher?
Yes, yes, exactly. And this is just the lawsuit against the school district keeps it's piling up.
Well, it should be. They knew what was this child shouldn't have been in school.
Yeah.
This child should have been in an insane asylum.
This child had already been transferred to a different school, had choked a different teacher in the past, and you when this happened, apparently the choking incident happened. 2021. Six-year-old now, but in 2021, this is when the choking incident happened. Apparently, the teacher was sitting, and the child came up behind them and just jumped on the back, locked the arms around the neck, pulled back, and pulled down, and had the teacher in a way that the teacher couldn't breathe, and the teacher could not get this child off of him until another teacher or another faculty member saw what was happening and got the child off.
And this
off.
Child is in a school? Wow, people deserve to get sued.
And apparently that there had been already reports that this child was acting odd. The teacher who was shot in the hand had already said, the student's acting especially off today. The student had just gotten back from suspension because grabbed the teacher's phone and smashed it or whatever, had just gotten back to school from suspension that day. And had the gun. And apparently faculty had been alerted that this child had a weapon. The child showed another student. They searched the backpack. It wasn't in the backpack because the student already had it on its person.
The public education system in this country is really, it's too simplistic to say it sucks. But for the most part, it's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the people who are in the advanced placement classes. They get a lot of attention. And for the special needs students, they get a lot of attention.
Well, and apparently,
but the vast
majority. Apparently, this child was considered a special needs student, had some kind of acute disability, where the boy took part in a care plan at the school that related to his disability. One of his parents were always at the school with him, apparently, except for that day. And here's the other thing. That student, he had the gun in his pocket, loaded, ready to fire, while outside playing at recess with other kids. It is a miracle that nobody was killed and nobody else was shot.
Disgusting. It is. It's disgusting. We're the state of this country. Talk about the state of the union. You know, when you look at the takeaways, what did Biden say about gun control or guns or violence or all of that stuff? When I look at the takeaways from the state of the union, the business about the Chinese and America first, okay, so I'm on to that. That's fine as far as I'm concerned. China is a threat, and we need to act, but we haven't been acting. And he was the worst example of it because it took him 4 days to figure out that we should shoot it down, or whoever did the figuring. It should have been shot down the very first minute that it came across onto Americans. So what would happen if there was a missile coming across our border? The damn thing should have been shut down. Anyway, okay, what else did he talk about? The economy. He wants to take credit for everything. The nation is bouncing back. But we don't feel it yet. No, we don't feel it because the Fed upped the interest rate and shouldn't have. The other inflationary, the action that the other rate increases, that did slow down things, and that was good. But to pile on with an extra half, a quarter of a point, I think, last week? No. But he didn't talk about that. He just said, okay, it's us. We did it. The Democrats. My presidency. But not, there aren't three people in the world who really believe that. Anyway, back and forth with the Republicans. It was interesting to watch Kevin McCarthy sort of politely clap and maybe once in a while smile. Nancy Pelosi never did that.
No, Nancy Pelosi, what was it? At the end of one of the addresses, she stands up, makes such a show of ripping those papers, and yeah. Didn't she say something along the lines of, that's classified information, it usually does get ripped up or whatever? And it's like, no, you made a show of it. You stood up, you extended your arms, and you were making sure people watched you ripping things.
Yeah, she was worthless, useless.
Again, I go back to, you're an adult, you're a professional, act accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I think we went over enough of the Republican stuff. And frankly, this whole, all of this baloney makes me, it's annoying. I'm not paying taxes to watch this bunch of idiots get back and forth and up and down. And, hey, grow up. Do your job. I thought it was interesting that Marty Walsh, who is the Secretary of Labor, he was the former mayor of Boston, announced right after the State of the Union that he was leaving. He's not going to say, well, I'm sick and tired of this stuff. I'm wasting my time here. He managed to get himself a job as the executive director of the NHL Players Association. So he's the hockey guru now. He's a big hockey fan. He's a real Bostonian. And look at him, an Irishman through and through. And somebody that I never thought he'd be comfortable in Washington. I think he took this because he'd had a lot of, when he was the mayor, there was a lot of stuff that was straightened out here with unions, the Carmen's Union on the T. Since he left, the woman who's the mayor is an unbelievable disaster. And I would say that for those of you who say, you always talk about women leadership and there. No, she's just incompetent and never should have been elected in the first place. She doesn't know what she's doing. She announces that they're going to create, they have 700 school buses in Boston, and this is the big claim to fame so far. She's going to make them all electric buses at a cost of $40,000 more than the regular fleet. They're going to spend tens of millions of dollars on a joke. And so anyway, back to Marty Walsh. He said that he was leaving, and this is kind of like the governor. He and the governor were great friends. This is an example of how bipartisanship works here in Massachusetts. The governor for the last 8 years, was one of three Republican governors to have administered well, gotten along well, perfect example of bipartisanship, because I don't think there are three Republicans in the legislature in Massachusetts, but Charlie Baker got elected as the most recent. It was Bill Weld. There was, what's his face? Why do I always blank on Mitt Romney? Those three did a great job running the state. And so, anyway, the fact that when the primaries were being held the Charlie Baker people, excuse me, the Charlie Baker people did polling, and they found that the doofus who was supported by Trump had more backing among Republicans, because you got to think, when you go through the primary, he could have easily won re-election, but he's got to get through the primary, and because the Republicans in the state were influenced, this is another example of people not understanding how the system works. I don't need to vote in the primary. I'll vote in the final election. That's my job. No, the primary is more important than the final election.
Mm-hmm.
In many
circumstances. The primary is where it starts to vote somebody into office, not voting
right.
to keep people out of office.
Exactly. So anyway, Charlie Baker did polling and found that with the Trumpster who was running against him, he wouldn't make it. So he said, okay, I guess I'll go do something else. And so he's been appointed the director of the National Collegiate Athletic Association, the NCAA. He was a big basketball player when he was in college. He's always been important in terms of what they did. So here's a guy who goes from making, I think, as governor, $222,000 a year. I think that's what the governor made. To making about four times that much as the commissioner of the NCAA. So he and Marty Walsh used to get together all the time, a couple of Irishmen, and Marty was the big hockey guy, so he's the Players Association, and he'll be making about that much money as well. But it was clear to Bostonians he didn't like being in the administration. He didn't like his job. He was in Boston more than he was down there. He wasn't well suited. He was the guy that got things done, both of them. The reason they were friends politically is because they got stuff done. Charlie Baker got stuff done. Marty Walsh, as mayor of Boston, got stuff done. Anyway, they are both going on to greener pastures because they're frustrated by the system. 48 after on Good Day.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's? Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. Not participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/DNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, 53 after this is Good Day. Jay and Doug, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner with farm food and family information. Yesterday I neglected to do a segment on things being recalled, so I guess we'll have to do two of them today because one of them is left over from yesterday. In Baltimore, the fresh, Ideatin food group, never heard of it.
Ideation, mm-hmm.
Oh, Ideation. Sound like James when I'm trying to pronounce things. Anyway, this company is recalling products that were sold earlier in the month of January. Apparently the products have the potential to be contaminated with Listeria.
Mm-hmm.
Distributed.
Like over 400 products.
Oh, wow.
This is a big
Ouch.
Recall. There are sandwiches, there are fruit cups, there are like different kind of wraps and everything. It's bad.
Can you tell readily, though, this is the kind of stuff that you find often in the 7-Eleven stores. That's where this stuff, they make this stuff and they distribute it around. This particular group distributed in Connecticut, in Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, pretty much the Northeast. Well, but there are some in South Carolina and Virginia as well, District of Columbia. And they're in vending machines. So again, the 7-Eleven type of store. The products have, let's see, salads and sandwiches, you know, a chicken salad sandwich, egg salad sandwiches, snacks, the wraps that have this in them, all sorts of related products. What a nightmare this is. Woo! And so
well, the
they have the fresh...
is that you can't see, smell, or taste it, so you have no idea. It looks perfectly fine. The food would look perfectly
fine. Well, that's the... with whether it's Listeria whether it's salmonella. Listeria is the worst, though, of all of them. E. coli, but listeria makes you sicker, harder to... This company must be very poorly run. If it was run properly and things were kept clean, they wouldn't have this problem. But they're trying to cut corners. I know how this works, because in the dairy business, the farm business, if you are not cleaning up the equipment, if you're not cleaning the floor, then this stuff gets all over the place. It's like, in a sense, I'm not going to tell you it's the same thing as the coronavirus, but it is, the COVID virus, but it's the same kind of thing. Once it's out, you can't stop it. You can use bleach, you can burn it, you can do whatever you want to do, but it doesn't, it's tough stuff. So, anyway, and if you had listeria poisoning, you'd know it, because everything comes out of both ends of your body. And you feel awful for days, sometimes weeks, if you're depending on your immune system. All right, so here's another problem I guess the fruit cups. I was looking at this company. This is a distribution. I think this must be a distribution company as well, right? Because of the fact that fruit cups are part of the stuff that's been distributed. So, all right. Be careful.
It's bad. Egg and cheddar muffins, just straight bacon, breakfast croissants, tuna and chicken sandwiches. This is just a whole bunch of ready to eat. These are in grocery stores. These are at some of the gas stations. These are in vending machines.
Yeah, right. Hey. Look out below. Okay, here's what people are doing because of the egg shortage, the cost of eggs. People are turning to freeze-dried eggs. I can't imagine anything worse, but I'm not an egg eater. I feed them to Daisy, but eggs are in everything. So how do you freeze-dry an egg?
I feel like you just shouldn't. Don't.
Yeah. How do you get a sunny-side-up egg out of a freeze-dried egg?
Yeah. How can you do poach? How are you going to rock the eggs Benedict?
No. Dried eggs. There's something about that. It's like powdered milk. No.
Yeah, so they put it, but you still, if this is coming from real eggs, you still have to get the egg. Is this just an attempt to make the eggs last longer?
Maybe. Well, some places are paying $20 a dozen for eggs. Around here, they've gone. I was charging $8 on my farm, and I didn't think that was enough because of the quality, the range, free range chickens, that kind of stuff. But I think in this circumstance, the real thing is better. It's worth whatever you pay for it, because you get no benefit out of eating these eggs. There's no nutritional benefit to them whatsoever. So I just stay away from freeze-dried eggs for you, ladies and gentlemen. That's the advice from the Dougster here on the Good Day program. Jay and Doug at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.